Hello, and welcome to another time, a moment for moms. Today we're talking about fear, and especially about fear with regard to the future. I don't know if you're like me, but my mind can spin out of control so quickly, and things that I am unsure about start to become monumental as I think of all the different ways that it could play out. In the past weeks, I have been worried and concerned about a specific person that I love so much. And it has caused me to be fearful about the future, fearful about the implications of certain behaviors and the possibilities that could transpire as the days go by. And that fear has made me want to escape. It's also caused me to be doubting in my own faith. And so what are we supposed to do with fear? If you're a mom, you're going to have fears. When you get a phone call that there's been something wrong with the blood test. I remember when my daughter, Amy Catherine, had a spot on her eye, and we had to take her and have her have a CAT scan and MRI, and there were so many possibilities going through our heads, and we were scared to death. What do you do when you face fears about the future? Sometimes they're never realized, but the fear is always there. And then there's always the possibility that we're going to have to walk through something that is truly scary. I remember going to St. Augustine and going into a dark room that was very scary. And you walked into the dark room and all you saw was a spin of light. It was very, very dark, and all you could see was light spinning like you were in the middle of a hurricane. And you had to walk across a wooden bridge. So you were holding ropes on the side and the bridge each step would move. And the spinning of the sound of wind and the spinning of the lights made me disoriented, and I thought I was going to fall off, and I was afraid. But eventually, as I looked forward, I realized that I could see a tiny outline of the door to get out at the other end. And when I fixed my eyes on that light, I was able to balance myself and to move across that very scary bridge to get to the solid ground and to get out of that scary room. I would suggest that there is a light that never moves. There is a truth that can hold our mind fast when it starts to go crazy. It's funny, John Wayne said, "Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway." And I'm here to suggest that if we can keep our eyes on the truths that God can bring and the light that He gives, we can be scared to death sometimes, but we saddle up anyway with hope. Thanks for joining us.